It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coronavirus trends are heading in the wrong direction in Jefferson County, so the state will tighten capacity restrictions starting tomorrow. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Jeffco had been at blue level on Colorado's COVID-19 dial, better than most Front Range counties, which are at yellow. But the case incidence rate, positivity rate, and hospitalizations are increasing, so the state health department alerted Jeffco of the change. Most new cases are among adults ages 20 to 39, and most outbreaks are in schools, offices, and retail. Also being blamed, less social distancing and more virus variants. The change means restaurants, gyms, and indoor events are limited to 50% of capacity. The county's mask order remains in effect indoors. Its public health director is urging residents to follow health guidance so plans for celebrations like graduations aren't disrupted. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Elbert County shut down its government building because of a COVID-19 outbreak. The building houses the clerk and recorder's office, motor vehicles, and the county treasurer. They will be closed until Monday. Anyone who was in the building in the last 2 weeks is being asked to monitor for COVID symptoms. Elbert County, northeast of Colorado Springs, was where the state's first COVID-19 variant was detected last December. The Tattered Cover Bookstore will open its first ever children's bookstore this summer at the Stanley Marketplace in Aurora. Kwame Spearman, the company's CEO, says the goal is to give more children access to literature.
One of the things that we feel incredibly strongly about is the difference between successful and unsuccessful outcomes, particularly for children, is the ability to get a book in front of them.
The new store will have kid-friendly shelving and a large mural by local artists. The store will host events including birthday parties and readings from children's authors. Colorado weather stays sunny and breezy through the rest of the week. There is a red flag fire danger warning around Grand Junction this afternoon and highs near Denver in the 70s. This is CPR News.